Hey guys, how you doing today? It's been a while since I uploaded. I've been doing a lot of stuff with my life and trying to find a good topic to do this to. So I want to do it about depression and stress. I stress a lot, and I'm pretty sure you do too. You might stress more than I do. I might stress more than you. But let's figure out how we can get over stress together. I'd like to know how you guys deal with stress. And I'd like to give you some ideas on how I deal with stress. So, if you're down for it, continue to listen. If not, well, continue to listen anyways. The best way that I have found to deal with stress is to close your eyes and breathe. It's only temporary. Everything gets better in the end. Stress comes, stress goes. There's all different types and sorts of stress. But are you going to let stress get in your way? No, of course not. You're going to stress out for a little bit. Then you're going to get over it. You're going to go about your day and you're going to be happy. You're going to forget you had stress. You're going to go hang out with your friends. You're going to party. You're going to forget you had that midterm paper due. You're going to forget your SATs are coming up. Or whatever time of the year it is for people in high school, for people in college, or for people out in the workforce already. Like me. I have a lot of stuff going on. And I'm going to stress that I don't deal well with stress. I don't stop stressing, I just continue to do it. Art is a good way to help yourself. Try doing art. My girlfriend introduced me to drawing eyeballs, and I love it. I love drawing the human eye. Even though I'm not the best or good at it, it's still fun for me to do. Why don't you try drawing an eyeball tonight? Look it up. Look it up on YouTube. Just follow the steps, and I'm pretty sure you'll get better than me. Or maybe you can, you know, send me some pictures of your stuff. I'd love it. I love art. Whatever you can do to help that stress go away, find your path and continue with it. Like I said, stress can come and go. Stress can be there one minute, gone the next. It's up to you to figure out if you're going to let your life be controlled by stress or if you're going to control stress. I want to kind of get off stress and really go to depression. Depression is something that I can sit here and talk about for hours, but I'm not going to. I'm going to make this into a little 7-minute clip, maybe 10 minutes. But depression, so many people suffer with it. I mean, some family members of mine suffer with it, some don't. I know people that don't even know what depression is. They don't understand it. They've actually asked me, and actually it's a coworker. He asked me, what is depression? How do you know what anxiety is? What is stress? And I told him, you know, like a little short summary of it. And he goes, maybe I've just never felt that because I've just never given a fuck. Like, well, you could be right, man. You could be right. But whenever you get into a depressive state, how do you handle it? Do you take it in good waves? Do you take it in bad? Is your depression severe? Minor? Does it come with anxiety? That's something I really want to know. Whenever my depression comes on, it comes into an isolation depression. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to be around anybody. I don't want to see another human's face. I couldn't tell you why. I just don't like people whenever I'm depressed. I'm not really a people person anyways. I mean, if you saw me out in public, I'd smile and, you know, be nice to you, but I won't hang out with you. It's nothing against you. It's just, I'm just going through shit. And that's what GTS is about, right? So, here's a couple ways to help you get over depression, and I've actually found this out. Music is a big therapy. Art, I'm gonna go back to art. Art is a big therapy too. Music is a type of art. Art therapy, music, musical therapy. Try one, or try them both. Or if you find another way, try that too. Before you go to a doctor for medicine, try something that you can actually do daily without taking a pill to make you feel better. I've been on depression pills. I've been on probably more than I can count on my hands. And they work, and then they go away. And they work, and they go away. And it's a never-ending wave, and it's annoying, you know, to go back to your doctor and get a new dosage or whatever. So, fuck that. I have not been on depression pills for a year now. Yes, I've been severely depressed since then. I've, you know, attempted suicide a couple times. But I'm still here, right? That's all that matters, is that I'm still here. I'm still here. I can still help you. And, well, I have a dog. I have a girlfriend. I have a nice family. You have all that stuff too. I don't care what you say. Your family can be rude. They can be ignorant. They can just be a total jackass to you. But at the end of the day, who are you going to go to? You're going to go to family. Or you're going to go to your best friend. Or you're going to go to your significant other. Or you're just going to lay in bed and cuddle your damn dog. Me, I like to cuddle my damn dog. He's a good cuddle buddy. And he really helps me out. So, I don't know how you get depressed or what triggers your depression. But for me, my depression is brought on a lot by money. Money situations, you know, family, girlfriend, even dog. My dog depresses me because I'm not with him a lot. I'm not with him enough. I feel like I should be with him 24/7 hours a day. But, you know, I can't. So why don't you find out what triggers your depression? Why don't you dig deep down in you to find that? Think about it. Where was the last place that you were at? What was said before you got sent into a depressive state? Can you think about it? Now that you've actually thought about it for a second, what can you do to block that out? What can you do to stop it? I know what you can do to stop it. Breathe. Everything's gonna happen. Everything's gonna be okay. Bullshit's gonna happen. It's gonna go away. I'm 22 years old. I've been dealing with this since I was like 16. Probably 17. But nevertheless, just take a deep breath. Whenever I say everything will be okay, I mean that. I don't know you. You don't know me. I'm just a voice you're listening to. But everything will be okay. It's not forever lasting. The only thing that's forever lasting is you and your soul. Girlfriend left you, that'll fade. You lost somebody, that'll fade. You just feel like you're in a rut, you're not good, and you're just a shitty person, or whatever the case may be. You're not. You're an amazing, beautiful human being. You have a great life, but it's up to you to pursue that life, to pursue that dream. Keep chasing paper. Doesn't have to be money. It could be educational paper. Or it could be money. Me, I like to chase money. I'm pretty sure you do too. Especially this day and age, everybody loves money. But don't stop chasing. In other words, don't stop thriving. Don't stop going. Keep going. I mean, what did I say in my last segment? Go, grow, glow. Never stop going. Never stop growing. Always move forward. Leave the past in the past. That depression you just had, push it to the side. Fuck it. Leave it back there. You're way better than that. You're way better than anything. You are a great human being. And you will not let depression get you down. You will not let anything get you down. You will keep going. You will go far in life. You're a great human being. Hey guys, it's Brandon. So Anchor has now given me this option to add to anchor.fm/GTS. You can now donate to me. You don't have to donate to me because, well, I mean, it's your money. It's your choice. If you donate, you donate. If you don't, you don't donate. Don't donate. God, I want a donut now. Donate so I can get a donut. And apparently, speech therapy classes. Thank you.